All right, we turn from presidential politics to Kentucky state government, and here to talk about that is Kenny Colston, the Frankfort Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. He's been on the job since Tuesday. Kenny, welcome to State of the News.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And let me officially welcome you aboard. I was off last week, so I didn't get to talk to you, but welcome.
Thanks.
Well, the long 60-day session of the General Assembly began this week. Governor Steve Beshear also laid out his legislative agenda as he begins his second and final term. How was his State of the Commonwealth address received?
You know, I think there was a lot of polite applause to the governor's speech on Wednesday night. Obviously, his biggest, the two standing ovations were when he said that he wanted to propose comprehensive drug legislation, and also when he mentioned kind of taxes on the National Guard's troops, you know, kind of lowering those to help those families. Other than that, it was a lot of polite applause, because the governor didn't really go into details on a lot of things. He listed probably, you know, 10 to 15 things that he wanted to tackle, but in trying to cover that much ground, he didn't really get to burrow into the details. So I think a lot of people were just doing that polite applause because they don't know whether they're clapping for a constitutional amendment to gambling and what that would say. They don't know what the child fatality bill will look like. I mean, we've had examples in the past, but it was really hard to kind of, you know, hoop and holler and get behind that ideas, because a lot of legislators don't know the details of what Beshear is proposing.
They did warn that there are going to be some deep budget cuts this time.
Yes, he did. And I talked with House Budget Chairman Rick Rand this week, and he's basically said everything is on the table. And that's an exact quote. I know that's used a lot, but, you know, you can probably expect some cuts to the SEEK formula, which, you know, that funds early and secondary education. Higher education universities could probably see some cuts or expect some cuts. It's going to be a really tough budget. And with, you know, some agencies already being cut to the bone in the last couple of budgets, you're really going to have to go to the meat of the budget now, and that's education, that's prisons, that's Medicaid.
Well, the governor did announce earlier, and you alluded to it, that he favors a constitutional amendment allowing expanded gaming to generate more revenue for the state. Of course, legislation has been repeatedly blocked by the Senate and President David Williams. What are the chances of the governor's proposal winning passage this time?
You know, I would say it's about a 50-50 shot right now, which is better than he's had in the past. David Williams joked today that he's not on the governor's list of who to contact about expanded gambling. You know, we've been talking to the Senate president about what he thinks, and he's tried to stay out of it. The point man in the Senate seems to be, Republican-wise, Senator Damon Thayer of Georgetown. He's been meeting with the governor. He's the one that's giving suggestions to the governor. He says it's going to be hard to get 23 votes in the Senate to pass the amendment. That being said, there's 23 Republicans in the Senate. Obviously, you have 15 Democrats, and some Democrats, a lot of the Democrats, will vote for it. I think if it gets out of the Senate, you can almost, I wouldn't say guarantee, but that makes it that much more likely to get out of the House. They've passed it once before, and I think that Beshear could maybe offer some sweeteners in some other bills that will allow House Democrats to hold their nose, even in an election year, and vote to put gambling on the ballot. So I would say it's about 50-50. If it gets through the Senate, obviously those odds, you shoot through the roof.
A couple of big-ticket education issues on the agenda for this session, one that would allow charter schools in Kentucky. But we also learned this week that Senator Tim Shaughnessy made some news for his education bill. What's going on there?
Yeah, Senator Shaughnessy, for the last 2 years, has tried to introduce a bill that would require Kentucky's 8 public universities to report their 4-year graduation rates, institute curriculum that would improve those rates, and also hold university presidents and board of trustees accountable for, you know, not improving those graduation rates. He said this week on the Senate floor that the highest of the public universities' graduation rate is Murray State at 33%. The lowest is Northern Kentucky University and Kentucky State University with 10%. The other universities fall in the middle. In Louisville, I believe it's the University of Louisville is at 19%. And he really wants to see those graduation rates improved. The way he's finally got attention to his bill is the last page of the bill says require the University of Kentucky and the University of Louisville to play each other in basketball and football every year. And I think we're all well aware how big U of L fans and UK fans take their athletics. And I think that attention obviously has gotten out there now. We've reported it. And I think Shaughnessy had his, his mission served in that he got attention to a bill that he's been trying to get attention to, and he took a little unconventional route to get there.
Okay, we'll see what happens with that. We, of course, have a new lieutenant governor in office, Jerry Abramson. Governor Beshear has pledged that the former Louisville mayor will have a higher profile than possibly some other previous lieutenant governors, and that was brought to light this week.
Yeah, obviously, Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson says that he's going to be one of the most active lieutenant governors in recent history. Obviously, that's a low bar to hit. Most lieutenant governors get in a fight with their governor about 3 months in and basically stop showing up to work. But I will have to say that for the first week of the session, I have seen the lieutenant governor walking around the Capitol. He's been in Beshear's office. I've seen that. I've seen him interact with Beshear when a high school baseball team was here in the Capitol to get recognized by the state Senate. They took photos together with that group. So he's been around, and obviously he's going to be the chair of this new tax commission that Beshear has basically announced last night, and he's the only member so far. Not only is he chair, but he's the only member. So obviously he's going to be a big point man for the Beshear administration's second term, and I think they're trying to lay that early groundwork to make sure that that's well known.
Got about 30 seconds left. I don't know if you have the answer to this in front of you, but there's been a lot of talk about getting state funding to reopen Kentucky Kingdom here in Louisville. This is a budget year. Any talk of that at this point?
There's not been a lot of talk of that so far because a lot of legislators are more worried about getting the University of Pikeville into the state system. You talk about state agencies and how they're going to be cut. That doesn't leave a lot of room for any excess. So I haven't heard a lot of talk about that.
All right, Kenny Colston, Kentucky Public Radio Capitol Bureau Chief. Welcome again to Kentucky Public Radio, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.